We've just had a meeting and the council have told me now that I can make the announcement that the park is now open and people can return to their homes, apart from those that are disabled, because they want those to stay in the accommodation that they've got, because there is still a risk for Saturday and Sunday. And so we don't want the difficulty of getting boats down to get them out like we had on Christmas Day, so we're advising those to stay where they are. But all the able-bodied people can now go onto the park.
Obviously, I've been seeing that residents have been going in and out, checking out the situation, getting property. I mean, how exactly is it in there?
A lot of the homes, 22 had water come into the homes, and there was obviously a lot of drying out to do there. Five are, the insurance companies have said they don't think they'll be any good even when they're dried out, so there may be five that have to be taken off and replaced. But as you can understand, we've got a hell of a lot of work to do in there now, and I must get on with it.
And obviously it's incredibly upsetting for you and for all the residents here. How are people coping as a community? Is there very much a sense of people coming together?
There's a hell of a good spirit, yes. It always has been on this park. Even after this terrible situation we've had, people are telling me they wouldn't live anywhere else. I've also been asked what can be done to make the park safer. You can't build walls to keep the water back. It's far too big an area, and the only thing you can do is what's been done to a lot of the homes on there. They're raised up higher so that they cannot be flooded, and that is the answer. And I've asked the MP to try and get government grants to help these people raise their homes, because in 2002 it cost two to five thousand to raise a home according to what size it was, but these days it would probably be nearer 8,000 to 10,000. So We're looking for grants.
How have you felt about the support you've got from the council, the police, the environment agency? Have they been good?
The council and the police and the firemen, wonderful. Did a great job. We're a bit perturbed about the warnings we got from the environment agency, because we weren't warned Christmas morning by the environment agency. We were warned by a police inspector from Poole, who had two chaps outside here, and told us water was on the park. That was at 3:35. We didn't get the warning from the Environment Agency until 4:02. And that was a flood warning. And then at 4:04, we got a serious flood warning. So they were about half an hour behind the times, in which time the park was underwater. So we've asked for an inquiry on that one.